Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Treasures of Inestimable Value. Our text taken from the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. Pastor says, every human person is important to God. Every man, woman, boy, and girl. He uniquely cares for each and every one of us. That's why numbers bear significance to God. While God desires the salvation of a multitude, his love for each individual is deep and personal. Your value to him is beyond what you could ever imagine. If you study the Bible, you'll realize that even if you were the sole inhabitant of planet Earth, Jesus would still have come to save you. Christ's purpose wasn't dictated by our numbers, but by our worth to God. It was our importance and value to him that compelled him to pay the ultimate price for our salvation. No wonder the Bible says in Luke chapter 15 verse 7, I say unto you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3 from the NIV is also very beautiful. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Psalm chapter 139 verses 13 and 14 from the NIV says, For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. In both scriptures, the reference is quite direct and personal. God loves you. You are his treasure of inestimable value. He calls us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, called to display the virtues, perfections, graces, and excellence of divinity. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 from the Amplified Classic brings it to a climax. It says, For we are God's own handiwork, that is his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Glory! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for loving me and demonstrating your value for me by the price you paid for my salvation, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. I see others through your eyes of love and reach out to them with the good news of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 from the NIV, Romans chapter 8 verses 38 and 39, and 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, You are his treasure of inestimable value. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. And until I come again your way, here's PB saying, Keep making progress. God bless you.